The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. See, in the readings today, when you love somebody, you have to make sure that you are able to lovingly correct somebody if that somebody needs correction. And that somebody must be doing something bad for you to correct them. It's not about control. It's not about worldly things like, "I don't like that color, you look ugly, change your shirt." That's not it, huh? We're talking about being critical concerning what? Fraternal correction. If somebody is doing wrong, you better do something about it. You cannot be quiet. You cannot be ambiguous or hesitant, no? Because by not doing anything, you are what you call doing the sin of omission. Omission, not commission. You're supposed to guide, help, enlighten that person who might need correction. Why do you think I say these things to you every time I do my sermon? And I make it very, very clear so that hopefully it can touch you if it applies to you. If it applies to you and you're humble enough to say, "That's me," then there's a chance for you to correct yourself because I have said what I have to say. But again, in the first reading, what does it say? If they don't listen, at least you, the person that loves that the person committing the act, have done your part. So I've done my part as far as warning you, as far as telling you what is good and bad. But if you don't listen and keep on blaming, again, the words that I use, what? Not my problem. Not because I don't care, but I am not here to control you. I was never here to control you. I am here simply to remind you of what you and I, all of us, should be doing. Doing good things, serving with humility and everything. So, being critical is okay as long as it is done out of love. Now, the question sometimes that I ask myself, if I'm able, why can't I accept other people's criticism? Maybe because it's not true, or I am in a stage of denial, or maybe because of the way he or she said it, so it's not really
their fault of what they are saying, but my pride. No? So here we are. We are responsible to criticize others if they are doing something immoral. Immoral. Something that would lead them astray. Reverse it. What if somebody criticizes you or criticizes me? How do I react? Of course, sometimes, or not sometimes, many times, people come to me not because I'm doing something immoral, they just don't like me. Which I said to them, not my problem. If you don't like me, not my problem. Because you cannot control me. Huh? Yes or no? You cannot control each other. I am not your puppet. I'm your pastor. Now, unless I'm doing something immoral, you better slap me in the face. Immoral, huh? Not because you don't like my head or you don't like my voice. No. I don't care about being liked. But I do care about living a moral life, making sure that I am imitating the examples of Christ as far as the commandments are concerned. No? So my dear friends, ask yourself first, have you done your part in criticizing those you love if they are doing something bad? Like for example, what do they do? Drunkenness, drugs, sexual promiscuity, addiction to shopping, addiction to pornography, any kind of things that can lead you astray. What do you do? Do you just keep your... Again, there are some people, again, who don't want to criticize others because what? They don't want to be criticized. That's not the point. When I try to tell my brother Adornos, this is what you're doing, it's wrong, and then they point at me, that's not the issue here. See, the thing about blaming or denial is what? Part of the manipulation of the person in alcohol or drugs or anything is what? Justifying what they're doing to be good by blaming others. Don't let them. No? Because they can manipulate you into making yourself feel guilty. As long as you've said your piece, but that what they are doing is wrong, good. But if they manipulate you into making yourself feel guilty, you simply say, yes, I'm also doing something wrong. But that's not the issue. The issue is I care for you, I love you. You are in the path of destruction. You are destroying yourself. Now I've said my piece, I pray for you, that's it. Whatever you need, we will help you. But stop denying that what you're doing, because if they keep on denying, will they be healed? No. No. Again, remember, denial is very strong in any of us. Because we try to minimize the problem, we try to blame the others for our problem, we try to justify our problem as if it doesn't exist, or it's okay now, I'm better now. So there are many things. And part of us as Catholics and Christians is to repent. But if we are always in denial because we don't want others to see our own selves, then how can we truly repent? So was it last week? Deny yourself. Now, God is saying, love your neighbor as you love yourself. See? Meaning what? If you truly love your true self, then you are trying to lead a holy life. Yes or no? If you truly love your true self, not the false self, true self, without without these worldly attachments. True self. If you love your true self, you are contented, you are joyful, you are simple, you are humble. But if you are full of yourself, false self, then your life is complicated, always angry, always anxious, always doubtful. But you have to also what? Love your neighbor. So first, look into yourself and find who you really are and heal your inner self, and then try to, if by chance you see your neighbor destroying themselves, then guide them as gently as you want them to be guided, because love them as you want to be loved by you, you know? Be gentle. Now, the problem with me, of course, is that people tend to not like me because I am not as gentle as I can be. Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, I'm not boring. You can never accuse me of being boring, because if I'm boring, you will be sleeping right now. But you understand what I'm saying, because what I'm saying is direct from the heart, and I mean what I say and say what I mean, because we want to make sure, I want to make sure, that not only me, but all of us here are growing together as a community. Why do you think there are gossipers? Huh? Because there are gossipers, because they, if you have something against me, talk to my face. But gossipers can be what? Can be insecure, afraid, double-faced people. Either you don't respect me enough to talk to me in my face, no? So the thing is, what are you? Again, this happens in the family. Even brothers and sisters not talking to one another, mothers to their children, children to their mothers. Even in families, they don't talk to each other because they're afraid of what? Of being judged. And also, they don't want to hurt the other people's feelings. Sorry, that's not the way it is. Because even Christ had to use words. And what did he say to the Pharisees and scribes? You vipers. He did this not out of hatred, but out of love. And even in the Gospels of today, it says, even if they don't listen, treat them like tax collectors, meaning what? And Gentiles, meaning what? Do you stop relating to them? No. Still love them, still be able to be there for them, you know? But don't coddle them anymore. Maybe as family, you coddled them. Maybe as family, you were not strong enough. But now, as Gentile and as sinners, be strong in what you have to say. Again, please be careful, because if you don't do your part in correcting one another, and you keep on just gossiping and dividing the church, what will happen to you? You're in trouble.